British authorities have charged an Islamic cleric with urging his followers to kill non-Muslims. The cleric is Abu Hamza al-Masri, and he appeared in court today. Today's court action means he will face charges in British courts instead of being extradited to the United States, as American officials wanted. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has been following this story. And Anthony, remind us here, some people may remember al-Masri because he was accused of having ties to a terrorist training camp in Oregon. What more is known about him?
Well, he's very widely known in London because he was the imam at the Finsbury Park Mosque here in London, and that was until it was closed down by British authorities. It was a very lively scene here in Britain, and other people who were later indicted on terrorist charges were common visitors at the mosque. One of them was the so-called shoe bomber Richard Reed. Another was Zacharias Moussaoui, who was one of the only people charged in the September 11th attacks. Now, Abu Hamza al-Masri was also accused of being involved in a hostage-taking incident in Yemen in which some British tourists died. Earlier on, he supposedly took place in Mujahideen fighting against the Russians in Afghanistan, and in that action he is supposed to have lost... he lost an eye and two hands, and he has a glass eye and hook, so he's a very distinctive-looking character.
Hmm. Now, the charges here are not over what he did, but what he said in Britain, correct?
Yes, that's right. The charges were unveiled today. Only one of them is a terrorist charge, and it's an offense that involves having material, possessing material that could be used in a terrorist attack. It's a sort of jihadi handbook, if you will. The other charges... there are 10 charges of soliciting to murder, and also charges of threatening or insulting behavior intended to stir up racial hatred, and those are believed to be directed against Jewish people. So only one of the charges has to do with the terrorism act.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on one bit of language. When you said soliciting to murder, does that just mean giving a speech, preaching that people should be killed, or was he specifically seeking, according to the charges, the death of some specific person?
As far as I understand, that's just refers to inciting to murder somebody.
Okay. Now, why would the British not agree to extradite this man as the United States had wanted?
Well, initially there were concerns that under British law, Abu Hamza al-Masri could not be extradited because U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft had said that Abu Hamza could face a maximum penalty of death or life in prison. So they had to cut a deal so he could face lesser charges. But because British tourists were killed, there was plenty of reason for them to indict him. But strangely, Scotland Yard had stopped questioning him. So we were waiting for the other shoe to drop. We were waiting to see what the British were going to charge him with, and they finally have charged him now.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn in London.